How to enjoy Christmas again. Seven simple biblical tips. That's the topic of this week's edition of Praying Pals. So have you seen White Christmas? If you have, then you know that the final scene is fantastic. In fact, in my opinion, the final scene is worth the whole movie. The general, who had been having a horrendous holiday season, suddenly experienced the warmth of love, joy, and appreciation by those who had served with him in World War II. What a great feeling. But, you know, at Christmas time, not everyone feels that warmth, that love, joy, and appreciation by and for others. Most ironically, Christmas can rub salt into old wounds and echo reminders of losses, such as deaths of loved ones, broken relationships, job losses, etc. So how do we enjoy Christmas again? We've all heard the focus on the reason for the season message, but how? How do we do it? Let's make it simple and biblical. That's how I like it. Simple and biblical. Tip number one. Don't play songs that make you feel sad or bad. Why punish yourself? Some songs make you revisit the past in unhealthy ways. So just skip them. Instead, play songs that make you think about Jesus, who came to save us from sin and death. Tip number two, pre-prayer. Yes, you heard me right. I said pre-prayer, not prepare. Although pre-Christmas preparations fill lots of schedules. I'm talking about pre-prayer. Pray about Christmas. Invite Jesus into every situation, every decision, every question. And don't wait until you feel like praying. Instead, just pray it. Number three, watch over the overlooked in our society. Do something for someone that cannot begin to repay you. That's what Jesus has done for each of us who know him. He's paid the price on the cross in our place. Matthew 20:28 says, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many, paying the price to set them free from the penalty of sin." Tip number four, reduce expectations of constant Christmas ecstatic joy. Listen, you're not going to feel ecstatic all the time, and do you know what? That's okay. You're not a machine. I'm not a machine. We have feelings. We feel things. We need to pour our hearts out to God when we think of that loved one who's with the Lord and we miss them. Then just tell the Lord about it. Invite him to comfort you. Psalm 62:8 reminds us to just pour our hearts out to the Lord. It says, quote, "Trust confidently in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." Tip number five, give without strings attached. This allows us to take a sharp turn from going over the cliff containing thoughts of why someone did or didn't get you something. Tip number six, ask the Lord to help you count your blessings. The human mind is capable of thinking of one thing at a time. We must replace bad thoughts with biblical thoughts. Invite the Lord's light. Count your blessings. And yes, name them one by one, just like the song. I can still hear my grandma singing that song. It's a wonderful reminder. Just do it. Just count your blessings, even if you don't feel like it. Tip number seven, simplify your celebration. Think Bethlehem, Joseph and Mary focused on Jesus by welcoming him, so should we, concentrating on him, as should we, and doing things for him, so must we. They had some drop-in company, people they didn't even know. Think about that. When people are trying to come up with the perfect guest list, what a hilarious contrast, you know? Oh, wow. So Joseph and Mary had a pretty bizarre experience of having such drop-in company. And yet they had a brilliantly beautiful time. No fancy this or that, no perfect house. I like that because I certainly don't have a perfect house. Even though I try to keep it decent, you know. But no perfect food. I like making food, but it's not perfect all the time. And that's okay. And then, of course, the no perfect guests part. They were shepherds, for crying out loud. They were shepherds, for crying out loud. Think about that. Actually, you know, there was crying out loud. The little baby's cry. Little baby Jesus. Now there's a perspective changer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the midst of our imperfect, crazy world, our Christmas celebrations can celebrate the perfect one. Our imperfect Christmas celebrations can celebrate the perfect one. Think about that. Jesus Christ. Christmases change, but he never changes. So with a heart full of love for him and for you, my friends, I say Merry Christmas. And you can have a peaceful, wonderful experience with Christ this Christmas. Not the crazy world version, but the Word version of Christmas, which is the only true version anyway. So now I'm going to pray with you, and I'm going to pray with those of you hurting. I'm going to ask the Lord to comfort you. I'm going to pray with those of you who have not yet received Christ as Savior and Lord, because some of you are realizing, you know, I don't know Jesus yet. I don't have salvation yet. And my friends, this is your day. This is your day to receive Christ. This opportunity may never come again. You know, I'll never forget. I witnessed a fatal accident in which the victim bled to death, actually, and my sister and I prayed with him to receive Christ. You just do not know what may happen. So please, if you're kind of hem-hawing right now, don't just receive. Don't reject Jesus. Don't reject Jesus. Accept him as Savior and Lord right now. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us, even when we act in unlovable ways. We thank you that you came, that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, that you love us that much, and that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so right now I pray with everyone who wants you to receive you for the first time. Lord Jesus, we confess our sins. We hate sin. We are so sorry for doing things anti-God. And God, we accept your Son, Jesus Christ. We accept you, Jesus. We welcome you in our hearts. Please cleanse us from our sin. We believe you died on the cross in our place to bear the punishment, to pay the price for our sins. And we accept that gift. And we welcome you. We welcome you now. We repent. We turn from sin. We don't want to sin anymore. We want you to rule our lives. Help us to love you and love others with your love. Come into our hearts and lives and use us in any way you want. We just surrender to you and thank you for your gift of eternal life. We confess you as Lord right now. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. And Lord, I pray with everyone who is hurting right now. I know well the pain of grief near Christmas. People are missing loved ones and having memories flooding back. And Lord, I just pray that you would be present in their memories. Help them to remember you when those memories come. And remember that you love them and that you want to comfort them. And we welcome your comfort. We ask for your best for each request on our hearts. We pray for restoration of families. We pray for your blessing upon those who need jobs, that you would grant them favor and protection and deliverance from evil. All those who are listening right now, I pray for that. I just pray again for your best for each request on our hearts. And we bless your name. We praise you. We love you. We worship you this Christmas. Help us to love you and love others and enjoy you. Enjoy your presence most this Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Share these tips with somebody else. Help somebody else to remember that Jesus loves them. Do something, like I mentioned earlier, you know, do something for somebody who could never do anything back for you in the same way. Just love them like Jesus loves us. And you know what? The only way to do it is to let him love through you. Let him love through me. That's Christmas. Let's share Jesus and love him. Amen? If you have prayer requests, as usual, I always like to remind you, you can send them 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. God bless you, my friends. And remember, there is hope. There is healing in Jesus.